In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Margaret McDuffie. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, Andy. How are you today?
Doing great. It's a beautiful weather. And you at work or you at home? Where are you?
I'm at home. Yep, doing a little organizing today, getting my calendar together.
Do you have a day job?
My day job is woodworking. I'm a cabinet maker.
Let's get off track a little bit. How did you learn that?
You know, I really kind of started that pretty soon after college, actually. I wasn't ready for the big business world, and I think that was because I really wanted to do music, but that's what we're not supposed to do. So, yeah, I became a cabinet maker.
Woodworking, it's not exactly a desk job, unless, of course, you're building a desk. It's something
that's
that requires your aesthetic, if I may, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and being very organized and methodical and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's great working with wood, though. It really is.
Which brings us back to music.
Mm-hmm. You gotta I've made drums in the past.
Really? Where do you live? Where are you now?
I'm over in Hopewell. My wood shop's in Cold Spring. I was down in Garrison for a while. I just love it in the Hudson Valley. I love being near the river.
You realize a wood shop in Cold Spring is about the most bohemian thing you could have said?
Yeah, it's kind of old world, too, in a way.
Man, it's a wonderful world down there. In this wonderful Hudson Valley world of ours. Let's talk about how it all started for you. You don't sound like a quiet child, but were you a quiet child when you were growing up?
I kind of was, only because I was the youngest, and I think I might have been a little spoiled, and so I was pushed back and, you know, made to be a little quieter. So I've always tried to, you know, not get too out of hand when attention-seeking is going around. You know, when I need to put on a show, I definitely can.
I would imagine music was a big part of your upbringing, right?
Music was always in the family. My father played a complete spectrum of records. And when we were toddlers, I was listening to everything from marching bands to Bob Dylan. I was kind of immersed in the jazz world for a long time, which also helped give me a sense of harmony and music theory.
You do have a jazz sound on the CD, Pass It On.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Definite jazz influence. Besides life, what did your parents give you?
Well, I don't know. I guess my father gave me a lot of, I hope a lot of fathers do, tend to pass on the practical knowledge, you know, about how to get around in the world. And my mother was also very pragmatic. She was very creative as well. She was a landscape designer and also great storyteller.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Margaret McDuffie. Some of your style is kind of socially aware. Is that a big part of your writing, social consciousness?
I would say so, yeah. I kind of went through the phase of writing love songs, but I was never really, my heart was never really in it, I think. And even the first song I ever wrote as a child was about life and death. So that's where I tend to lean. And I try to make it as musical as possible so you don't feel as though somebody's lecturing you.
Were you always the kid back in school who had the banners and the picket signs and the whole thing and was telling the principal, we need more French fries at lunch?
No, you know, actually, that was my mother. She was doing that kind of thing. I've always kind of tend to play it a little quiet. I worked in environmental nonprofit for a while, and I worked at the Nature Conservancy. I think it's kind of an interesting parallel. I felt comfortable there because they're very effective, but they don't shout about it. That's kind of my approach, is just to kind of get the word out and be very approachable, be listenable.
You put it into your music. Do you think that's part of the responsibility of a musician, a songwriter, to have that social conscience?
Not necessarily. Everybody's so different. Some people just write terrific love songs and introspective pieces that are just as healing and helpful to the world as anything else, really.
Don't force it. Tell me about the song we're going to play of yours, which is cool. It's upbeat. It's called Come In Out of the Rain. How'd that happen?
Well, you know, funnily enough, that originally started with the question of debt. I was in debt for a while. I'm sure most people run into that problem at some point in their life, and you just kind of feel as though you can't get any shelter, that it just keeps, the bills keep coming in, and you can't keep up, and you feel swamped. And then, you know, I started writing it, and especially that last verse came around when I was reading about rescues in the Mediterranean, and I thought, yeah, there's all kinds of ways we can be rescued, and we can reach out to others for help.
Margaret, who else is on the recording?
On this song, let's see, that would be Steve Raleigh on guitar, who I've worked with for almost 20 years now. I really enjoy his music and the way he takes things. T. Hickes is on drums. Art Labriola playing the Hammond organ. He's a Bammy winner. terrific piano player, plays all kinds of instruments. Bass player would be Jim Curtin. He's a jazz player from up in the Woodstock way.
You said you're working on your upcoming shows when we first started this interview. What are your upcoming shows?
The first one that's locked in is at Dogwood in Beacon, Thursday, February 27th.
Your website, where can people find out more about Margaret McDuffie?
You just spill it out. It's margaretmcduffie.com, and it's M-C-D-U-F-F-I-E.
The alternative spelling, I can imagine, yeah. Hey, Margaret, thanks for joining us. Good luck. And if we need a cabinet, we know where to find you, too. Here's the song called Come In Out of the Rain from Margaret McDuffie in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you so much, Andy.